You chose Turn of the Screw over a few other plays. Why did you pick it?
Well, we picked Turn of the Screw. We were actually initially interested in Woman in Black, which is another scary kind of Halloweenish play. But the rights weren't available, so I was aware of Henry James' novella, Turn of the Screw. I'd read it in college years and years ago. And so we looked at several different adaptations of his novella in play form, and I really liked this particular adaptation by Douglas Jones, and we decided to go with that, and it was, I think, the best dramatization of the novella.
Turn of the Screw is a show that relies a lot on its staging, in that it takes place in an old Victorian house, and there's lots of scenes where characters are looking out windows and seeing things far away. How are you adapting that to a black box setting?
It is. There are a lot of different locations in this play. And in the black box, we've set out six different locations, everything from a drawing room to London to a lake. And so we've adapted this space to those various locales. And I think it's going to be quite effective. So I think people will enjoy watching us transition from one locale to another.
So this is very much a traditional ghost story, too. How do you bring that to the stage?
You know, it's difficult, of course, in a theater setting, maybe a little easier in the movies, I don't know, to have that eerie, kind of weird, surprising environment that is necessary in a ghost story. And without giving anything away, I think we've done a good job, and again, providing an environment for those ghosts to appear that hopefully will have a scary impact on the audience.
There are two children who play a very large part in this play, and they're very scary, not ghosts, but they're scary elements. How difficult was it to cast those parts?
You know, that was my greatest fear, Patrick, was finding the right kids that would be able to do these parts. And providentially, and it's really the case over the years, the 10 years we've been here, that providentially people just seem to show up that you need. And in this case, Paige Northrup and Jeremy Martin fit these parts just like a glove. They were the first two kids that I auditioned, and I gave them the parts because right off the bat I knew that Paige Northrup, for instance, who's done quite a bit of stage work and is also a terrific singer. She was in our production of Melange a couple of months ago. Read well for the part, and the same thing about Jeremy Martin. I went over to their house and read him at their kitchen table, and I saw right away because in Jeremy's instance, he has just both these young actors have enough quirkiness about their personalities that really lent themselves to being scary children.
Yeah, because Flora and Miles, the children's names, they are kind of unsettling throughout the script.
They are. I mean, that's part of the intrigue of this play. Hopefully you never know quite what's going on. You don't know if the governess is losing her mind. You don't know if these kids are in tune with supernatural powers, if they're in collusion with these two ghosts. You don't know if the two ghosts are really manipulating things. It's quite a psychological drama. It'll be fun to watch just on a lot of different levels. But it's not the kind of horror or mayhem that you see in Chainsaw Massacres or something like that. It's a very kind of subtle psychological study of the Victorian era that was very much imbued with spiritualism and the paranormal.
Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome, Patrick. Thank you.